Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Mary Ellen Brocklehurst, who is Eaton Intermediate School District Career Preparation Center Student Services Coordinator. Good evening, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Cheryl.
Well, great. I wanted to get in touch with you after I saw a local newspaper article about something called the Magic Camp. And perhaps the best place to start is for you to tell us about the camp, and then we'll get into some more specifics.
Okay. Magic Camp is actually an acronym, and it stands for Mentoring a Girl in Construction. And the camp was co-sponsored by Eaton ISD Career Center, as well as the National Association for Women in Construction, or NAWIC, and that organization, Lansing Chapter. So the two groups, as well as support from Lansing Community College, and there were some others as well, got together, and we worked on a special camp for girls. They were high school aged. Most of the girls were, they were anywhere from incoming freshmen all the way up to juniors. And they will, what they did is during the week, they worked on learning the different construction trades. There was a day emphasis on carpentry. There was a day for electrician or electricity. And then we also did a welding day as well. And then the girls did several field trips during the week and had a lot of exposure to the different construction careers.
Have you done this before?
We have not. This is the first year. Now, NAWIC has a national organization, and the camps have been replicated throughout the nation. And in Michigan, there's one that was completed the past 3 years in Oakland County. And so what we did is we talked with them, and we modeled a lot of our activities in our camp after the one in Oakland County.
How many girls participated this year in this first event of Magic Camp?
We had 17 campers, and we had two girls who had graduated from high school who were our camp assistants. They did participate in many of the activities for the two older girls, but their main support was to help us on the welding day, as both the girls were in our welding program that we have available through our career center.
Now, I remember the days, I mean, I'm going to tell how old I am, I guess, by saying this, the days that we girls weren't, it wasn't even available to do shop in high school.
Exactly.
So, I mean, things have changed dramatically. I'm guessing there's still a ways to go.
There is a long way to go, and one of the reasons that we did Magic Camp was that we really wanted to encourage young women who were truly interested in this area to come and to have an opportunity to explore this. And so, yes, in fact, we had a lot of different conversation about that, and several of the NAWIC members shared how when they were in high school, and even as most recent as even 25, 30 years ago, they weren't even allowed to be in the classes that were typically male-dominated. So we really encouraged them to come and to try this, and it was very, very interesting to see the reactions of the kids and how they responded to the different things they did.
Well, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, Mary Ellen. What were the reactions? Was it from the 17 current students, and you said two additional that joined you? Was it what they were expecting? Were they excited in the process of this week?
They were very excited during the process. Sometimes frustrated, as they discovered when you are pounding nails. They made a toolbox on their carpentry day out of wood, and they did everything from operate the power saw to using hand tools like a power drill, and they had a hammer and screw and nail, and some of the girls on their evaluation said, there is no way I would ever be a carpenter. but then during the electricity day, when there was the girls actually wired a circuit, they learned about Ohm's law, they learned lots of different parts of the electricity, there were women that didn't do so great in that carpentry, who said, I would definitely am considering being an electrician. So the welding day was probably our most challenging day, just in terms of time. We needed more time to have the girls do more, but it was because of the safety aspect of that. But they all really, really enjoyed the camp, and we had great feedback from everybody.
Well, did some of them think it was more difficult than they thought it would be then?
I think some of the girls were afraid, especially on the welding day. There was a lot of comments about it was very scary. But once they got in there and tried it, we had one young lady who had never done it before who said, this is something I really want to continue and explore on. I think for them it was just, some of it was so new to them that, that they thought it would be easier than it is. And then other girls really seemed to be able to, they had some previous experience, so they things weren't as hard. But one of the most positive benefits of it, too, was the helping aspect and how some of the girls helped each other. Very cool how that all worked out.
Well, and I'm wondering if it's like so many things, Mary Ellen, you have an aptitude for a certain area of work or you don't. And having an interest in trying something is how you find out if it's for you or not, obviously.
Definitely. And that was one of the things that we were hoping, too, is that through this week, exposing the girls to something, getting them a chance to get some real hands-on activities so that they could get a chance to experience it and then discover that, too. And, you know, a lot of them really definitely will, I think, go down this road in terms of the non-traditional career field. Some of them, it was just more of a fun experience for them.
Now, what about jobs, the job outlook? Is there a problem for women getting into construction, whether it be residential or commercial?
Actually, for women, it's probably in some ways easier for them than it is for a man because they are non-traditional. There are more, for equal opportunity. They want people to consider coming into these areas. So we found that as some of our different speakers came through the week, that for apprenticeships for women, there's usually some that are set aside. So for them, depending on their skill level, interest, their grades, and so forth, there really is a better chance. But I think the message, too, from we had all the facilitators that were there were all women, and, of course, they had been electricians or welders or carpenters, and they said that, first and foremost, do your best and develop your skill first, primarily, and then being a woman is secondary. So that was kind of an interesting aspect as well.
Well, and I would think that would be very important, too, to have other women who are doing this as a career talking to you about their experiences. That had to be invaluable as well.
Oh, excellent. We had our electrician. She was a master electrician she was the very first woman electrician ever in the state of Massachusetts. And then moved to Michigan through her career and really had to kind of forge the way through. And for her, it was similar to these girls where she had the interest. She began as a secretary in an electrical company, and then when there was an opening for an apprenticeship, applied and got in. And it was very interesting hearing her story and how she kind of forged the way for the women to set that example for them.
Well, and I think you probably kind of answered this already, but just in construction in general, things seem to be picking up a little bit, and perhaps some women in some areas would have the edge, as you said, because of equal opportunity, but hopefully the career itself is picking up in terms of jobs available.
I do think that there is a little bit of an upswing in the career field in construction. I think things are beginning to turn, of course, not as quickly as many would like, but I think hopefully the economy will continue to improve and there will be more opportunities for women.
Do you think that Eaton ISD will do this again? Was this a successful first year?
It was a very successful, and yes, we are definitely hoping to replicate this camp and then also add on to some other ones too, maybe have some more emphasis in the automotive areas or in our some of our other computer automated drafting. We have many, many classes that we have available to our high school students, the juniors and seniors, so we want to extend that out in the summer so that others can experience it as well.
Well, we will keep in touch. I think it's a great program. Again, exposing people to things they hadn't perhaps thought of can lead to some very successful careers. So thank you for telling us about this.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mary Ellen Brocklehurst, who is Eaton Intermediate School District Career Preparation Center Student Services Coordinator, and she was camp director at the Magic Camp this past week. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.